Election College, episode number 293, Franklin D. Roosevelt, part 2.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Jason, here we are. We're back on the saddle again, talking about our buddy FDR, and we called this part two. We have no idea how many parts there are going to be. It's still impossible to tell.
Oh my goodness, we might have like 800 parts.
Is that just poor planning on our part, or is it that there is an infinite amount of information we could talk about, and we just have to figure out what's prudent to talk about?
I don't know. We're just a couple of cousins hanging out. And now that we're not like living 5 miles away from each other, maybe we'll do this podcast thing some more.
That was so weird, because usually when we're together, we try to podcast, but when you were like living close to me for 6 weeks... I think we did two episodes.
I wonder if anybody's still listening. Hey, if you're still listening, just give us a tweet or a shout out on Facebook or something and be like, hey, we're still listening.
Yeah, we do apologize for the lack of episodes over the last little bit. We hope you understand. We've done this thing for almost 300 episodes with very few breaks, so we appreciate your understanding. But for now, we're going to talk about a man who has no understanding. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
He has no understanding of quitting.
That is true. Very accurate, because we talked about in the last episode that there might be something coming up for him. He's the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, and then he decides, hey, I'm going to run for vice president. And that he does. He decides that he couldn't convince Hoover to run for the Democratic nomination, because Hoover was like, well, I'm a Republican, everybody, so this probably wouldn't go too well for me. But then, you know, Roosevelt says, okay, I'll go for the vice presidential nomination. No big deal.
Yeah. Keep in mind that Roosevelt is only 38 years old, and this was quite young. As you know, constitutionally, you have to be at least 35 to run for president. I can't imagine me at 38 running for president. I know so much more now than I did at 38. Anyway,
I can't imagine you running for president now.
No, no way. So Roosevelt, he's going to run alongside Governor Cox from Ohio in 1920. And as you know, they get beaten. I didn't realize, Ben, that Harding did carry Ohio, which I'm in Ohio right now, so I'm thinking about the Buckeye State a lot. And you know, Cox and Roosevelt, probably the reason they lost that election was because of their staunch support of the Wilson administration and the whole League of Nations thing, and you know, more of a globalist perspective that they had. And Americans were like, you know what, war's over, I want to get back to thinking just about America. And one thing to note about that election is Eleanor Roosevelt, she comes alongside her husband and really gets involved in the campaign.
So after the election, Roosevelt heads back to New York City, which seems like so many people after something happens, they go back to New York.
And he after practices-